Today's commemoration on the Feast of the Transfiguration comes at such a strange time. In the midst of a COVID pandemic with new record daily death tolls, accompanied by the devastation in Beirut, during times disconcerted by the struggle for racial justice and equality in our society, and relentless, seemingly never-ending heat in Phoenix. We're all living in the midst of all of this. We see this every day, in the news, on social media. Many of us experience this firsthand in our lives and through the lives of those whom we love. There are many things afflicting us, or wounding us, or re-wounding us during this time that we're living in. At times, God seems very far away. The story of the human experience shows this continuous cycle of God being near, God being far off, humans feeling close to God, humans feeling separated from God. So much of the Bible is written when we feel that God is far off, that God is distant. The world that Jesus lived in, by and large, believed that God was quite far away indeed. If you ask any member of the religious elite of his day, the person would have told you that God was far away because humankind was living in a perpetual state of sin. They weren't following the law. If you had asked a first century peasant or a day laborer, they might have answered that God was far off because he wasn't hearing their cries, that God wasn't paying attention to the fact that everything in society was set up to prevent the poor from being anything other than poor. If we reflect on this, we might actually say that people we know in our own day would respond in the same ways, wouldn't we? The fact is that humankind often believes that God is far away, that heaven is so removed from earth that ne'er the two shall meet. Our 20th and 21st century upbringings have shaped our worldview so much that our world, our earth, is here, and heaven, or even our concept of God, is somewhere way up there. While this may not have been blatantly taught to us by anyone at all, our culture we were raised in, our rational world, has separated the spiritual from the physical, has separated the spiritual from the physical in such a way that we've had a hard time conceiving them as close at all. I'm not saying that our education was bad or that our culture is necessarily bad. What I'm saying is that we were all taught to see things in a certain way, to think about things in a certain way, from a certain point of view, a certain perspective. Early 20th century French theologian Gustave Martelet put it this way: while man is at home with the animals and the stars, he is also the cosmic neighbor of the absolute. I'm going to repeat that. While man is at home with the animals and the stars, he is also the cosmic neighbor of the absolute. What he means is that when we feel comfortable at times, we feel comfortable when the world makes sense to us. But our sense of wonder sometimes stops very suddenly when we think about God. God seems instead very far off, instead of God being our neighbor. Because we don't immediately see, we think God isn't there at all. This reminds me of a story that the author Dallas Willard wrote about when he went to South Africa. A friend of his planned to take him to the beaches at Port Elizabeth. Now, Dallas Willard lived in Southern California, and having lived in Southern California, Dallas Willard had been to the beach many times. What's the big deal? It's just a beach, right? Or so he thought. In his own words, when we came over the rise where the sea and the land opened up to us, I stood in stunned silence and then slowly walked towards the waves. Words cannot capture the view that confronted me. I saw space and light and texture and color and power. that seemed hardly of this earth. Hardly of this earth, but it was the earth, and he was there. It was simply something that he had not seen. It didn't make it any less real. It just made it conceptually less real to him before he had actually seen it. Often, I think we think in the same type of thought pattern. If I haven't seen it with my own eyes, then it doesn't, or it can't possibly even exist. It's just my imagination. And that's exactly what we have in today's story. We have Jesus and the three disciples up on a mountain praying, when suddenly Jesus changes in appearance. Other people, Moses and Elijah, appear, and suddenly heaven and earth, earth and sky, open up, and we're suddenly much closer than anyone had ever imagined or perceived before. And then a cloud comes, and a voice comes too, and then it's over. What happens to these disciples in this very moment is that they see just a bit more clearly all about what Jesus has been talking about when he says that the kingdom of heaven has come near. God isn't very far off at all. God is right here in our midst, closer than the distance between me and this camera, right here, even closer than the air we breathe in our lungs. But because we can't always see, in fact, most of the time we don't, and because we don't want to say, okay, well, if God isn't far off, if God isn't far off, then that must mean that God lives in me and God lives in you. That's where God is. And while that's true to an extent, we're discounting the fact that God is bigger than what we can imagine. To put God just in me or just in you limits God. God is certainly much bigger than me and much bigger than you. There's more to this. Just like that unimaginable beach experience was to Dallas Willard before he had that experience, so often can our experience of God be to us. But today's story wants to remind us to see God at work around us, to notice God's presence in the created world, to see God in simple acts, the simple acts of sleeping and eating and exercising, in the beauty of music, in the splendor of an Arizona sunset, but also to see God in the protesters marching for equality, to see God healing the sick through our medical practitioners, and the courage and the dedication of our medical practitioners. And by witnessing God making things right by the actions of community leaders and of church leaders who seek the general health and welfare of all people first. God is at work on many things in our world, many more than any of us can imagine, more than any of us can count. The good thing is that God is bigger than we are, and so much of God's work happens simultaneously, independent of our actions and our response. And so today's gospel is meant to offer us comfort, and by comfort I mean the comfort from God, which is strength. Today's gospel gives us our marching orders on how to be. How we're called to love the world with reckless abandon, loving others without limits, because the only limits we have to loving others are the limits we have imposed upon ourselves. But it's also meant to invite us to act and believe and live into the reality that heaven and earth are not removed from each other. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and God is not very far away at all. And to imagine, if we can only see this very partially, if we can only see some type of very, very small signs, even if they're really dim, but to imagine and to live into what we do see, and live with the reality that God is omnipresent and always ready to have us join God's very self in healing and in restoring and in reconciling and in loving the world around us. If we look very carefully, if we look with the eyes of people who've witnessed transfiguration, yes, we will see God at work. The only limits we have are the limits we've imposed upon ourselves. We will see the church and the people of God at work. We will see the uniting power of the creation at work, working together for a common purpose to draw all people and all things closer to the very heart of God, a God that sees everything all the time and works without fail, without rest, without any hesitation to unite us, to heal us, to strengthen us, and to love us, so that we also can see space and light and texture and color and power. Things that seem hardly of this earth, but they are of this earth because we live here on earth, but they're also our connecting points that we live in and on and around, those connecting points that connect us to God and to one another, to the earth in which we live, and to the heaven that is the reality of love that exists all around us. The only limits we have are the limits we've imposed upon ourselves. Jesus's transfiguration reveals how close heaven and earth actually are, and his life showed us in its fullest reality, in its fullest sense, what kind of life, what kind of abundant life, what kind of complete life is fully possible for a human being, for you, for me, and for all of us. Now's our time to claim that life, to claim that life and live it out each and every day.